Hello, and welcome to Arts and More, WMUK's look at arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. With Chinese yo-yos in hand, lion costumes secured, and dance routines memorized, performers took the stage at Kalamazoo's Chenery Auditorium last Saturday to celebrate the Chinese New Year. The annual celebration is hosted by the Chinese Association of Greater Kalamazoo. This year, WMUK's Trisha Dunham attended the performance to celebrate the Year of the Sheep.
People from all over Southwest Michigan gathered on a frigid Valentine's Day evening to enjoy performances from their loved ones. That's the sound of a Chinese drum during a traditional Mongolian dance.
We do this to benefit the community, for people's awareness that there is an Asian culture in Kalamazoo, and for the students that are studying Chinese to able to share their gifts and talents, what they learn in the Chinese class.
That's Ki Sai, Vice President of Chinese Association of Greater Kalamazoo, who's helped to organize this year's Chinese New Year performance. Dilin Shen, their association's president, says two of the main contributors to this year's event are local schools, the Kalamazoo Chinese School and the Modern Chinese School of Kalamazoo. But that's not always the case, says Shen.
Sometimes actually not only the Chinese group coming to perform. Like 2 years ago, we have an Indian dance group to perform Indian dancing, because most of the people we know well, so we've tried to judge their quality before we have the invitation sent out. So but there's like a main staple, like lion dancing and dragon dancing. And also the drum and the yo-yo. This has become a really popular program. So usually we try to keep those programs intact.
This year, the organization's sister group from the Benton Harbor St. Joseph area accompany the organization's traditional acts. There are usually about 15 performances. Coordinator of the association, Ya Liu, says that the board members have two main characteristics they look for when deciding who will perform.
We just want to keep certain diversity of the performance and a good quality of performance.
Sai, Shen, and Liu have not always celebrated Chinese New Year in Kalamazoo. All three have lived in China. Sun says that he celebrated Chinese New Year not only in China and the United States, but also Canada. He says that no two celebrations are identical.
Even in China, the different places have a different way and style to celebrate. I lived in southeast part of China, Hangzhou, and lived in north part of China, Beijing, and lived in Toronto for a couple of years, and Rochester, New York for a couple of years, and Kalamazoo for 3.5 years. In Toronto or in Rochester, New York, there's lots of groups celebrate Chinese New Year. So different groups doing different things and more diverse or decentralized. Kalamazoo, Michigan, because we're a small city, and somehow because of that make people knit together, so every year's performance is much more organized instead of different pocket of the group doing the celebration.
Sai says in Kalamazoo, the holiday is about Chinese Americans coming together.
I think that's what I can say about Chinese New Year, is just that there is a sense of belonging for us, and that's how we celebrate, and it'd be different for everybody.
Dilin Shen encourages anybody and everybody to attend the association's events and take part in Chinese culture.
Anybody interested in Chinese culture or try to understand, you know, other cultures, I would encourage them to attend. Once you understand the culture and some mindset, actually it will be much easier to deal with. Even in Kalamazoo, Michigan, the companies we have is all global company. The more you understand the other culture, the much more easy for you to do business in other culture.
Judging by the attendance of last week's performance, patrons should consider reserving their seats early next year. For WMUK, I'm Trisha Dunham.